WMFO Medford. It's Chris Earle, the Big 80s. Here's the Buggles.
A girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait. Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say.
You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend. But you say
say he's just a friend.
So I took Blah Blah's word for it. At this time, I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named Blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding how it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called the room, a guy picked up, and then I called again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. Don't give me that. Don't even give me that. You bust this.
You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend.
So I came to her college on a surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day. I know she was there the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was, and I was on my way to see my baby doll, I was happy to say. I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? A fella tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend.
No, no. Hello, CD listeners. We've come to the point in this album where those listening on cassette or records will have to stand up or sit down and turn over the record or tape. In fairness to those listeners, we'll now take a few seconds before we begin side two. Thank you. Here's side two.
It's the Big 80s with Chris Thrill here with you until 6 p.m. Here's Tom Petty.
The reason why.
I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
It's Chris Earle. The show is The Big 80s here every Monday from 4 to 6. It's 5:21 in the evening right now here in Medford. It's Michael Jackson with Beat It. It's the Big 80s with Chris Earle. He was a hit during the 80s, Michael Jackson. I'm going to go back a couple of years before the Big 80s. This is a band that played all through the 80s. One of the best bands of all time. They're somehow getting lost in the mix, but I love these guys. It's Foreigner. This one's actually from 78, but they played this all through the 80s, and you can find it also on the Records album from 1982. Blue Morning, Blue Day. You're on the Big 80s.
Yeah. come and go, you come and go. Loving will be the ending colors of light, my dream. Red, gold, and green. Red, gold, and green. Come, 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 chameleon. You come and go, you come and go. Loving will be the ending colors of light, my dream. Red, gold, and green. Red,
two, a one, two, three.
You until 6 p.m. My name's Chris Earle, here with you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WMFO. Big 80s with Chris Earle here with you till 6. Here's Van Halen.
Whoa!
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. My name's Chris Earle. The show is The Big 80s. I do it every Monday from 4 to 6. I'm going to leave you with Van Halen as well. We'll go back one more year to 1984. I'll be here again Wednesday, 5 to 7, with my friend Frank Cotton doing Watch This, movie soundtracks, and Friday, Sucking in the 70s from 2 to 5 p.m. Good night, time travelers.
God only knows what I'd be without you.